From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. World leaders react to Nice. World leaders are reacting to Thursday night's attack in Nice. Germany's Angela Merkel said that today we are in solidarity. The people of Germany and everybody here are in solidarity with our friends in France. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Russia preparing to discuss the situation in Syria.
And I think people all over the world are looking to us and waiting for us to find a faster and more tangible way of them feeling that everything that is possible is being done to end this terror scourge.
A driver killed 84 people and injured more than 100 others when he steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice on Thursday night at a celebration of Bastille Day. France's president said some 50 people are critically injured, many of them children. Many foreigners and police officers are also believed to be among the dead. This unidentified woman from the UK was in Nice for Bastille Day with her husband.
And it was at that point my husband had noticed the van was probably only about 50 yards away from us. Then we heard the gunfire shots and we literally just ducked down between a sweet truck van and hid down there for a couple of minutes while the shooting was going on. And then he just grabbed my hand and we ran. And we literally, everybody was just running. It was really, really frantic.
The attacker has been identified by French police as 31-year-old Mohamed Lahouyege Boulel, a French-Tunisian who lived in Nice. Reports say security services did not suspect him of links to terrorist or extremist groups, although he'd been known to police for drug and criminal